सकथम धर्म हेतु नाम वक्ता कर्ता भी रक्षिता प्रतीप आचरत ब्रह्मन परदाराभिमर्थनम। इट लुक्स लाइक दैट इट इज आउट ऑफ एटिकेट एंड इट ऑल्सो लुक लाइक that if any person who is religious minded and sadhu or bhakti, they should not speak to anyone, any lady, whether he be devotee or not. Sannyasi should not talk with them. In Srimad Bhagavat it has also been explained. Also we see in Gaurkiso Dasabaji Maharaj life that once when he was blind in Navadvi and he was living there, he used to go to Bhakti Vinod Thakur and here and there. One day he was out of his hut, Bhajan Kuti. A serpent came and climbed on the Shikha. Shikha, you know, upon whom Krishna used to take Makhan Mishri, coming from up roof. He has kept something in a pot, he has kept it, some rice or anything. So, serpent came and climbed on that rope, and again he went on. So, an old lady was seen. When Gaurkiso Das Maharaj returned and began to take something from that pot, he at once shouted loudly, "Babaji, Babaji, don't take." He told it, repeated it 3-4 times. But Babaji was not hearing her words. Hearing but acquiring. At last she told that, "Babaji, don't take that thing. A serpent has gone upon this. It may be that his poison is there. So you will at once die if you take." He said loudly, in a mood of crowd, that if I die, what is to you? You should go away from here. I want to die and I will take. He told that a devotee who wants Krishna, prem, there should not be any related to lady. But here Krishna has come to establish dharma, religion. And for why this reason? In Mahabharata Yuddha, he has done so much to dharma sthapanaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So he has come to establish religion, satya, parupakara, all these qualities. And King Parikshit is seeing that these Kishori girls, not girls, married to other gopis, and Krishna has called them dancing alone in Jamuna Upakul, and no other is there, only these ladies are there, and the, all the ladies are between 12 to 14, and they have been married to other boys. Parikshit Maharaj told, and in sabha means in
assembly,
when Sukadeva Goswami was explaining Srimad Bhagavatam, all kinds of persons were there, some devotees, but number of devotees were very, very few. Number of jnani, karmi, yogi, tapasvi were more. So, and he has read all the shastras. Everywhere, it is very great sin to say other's wife's mouth or anything bad desire. All persons should treat the ladies as her mother or as his mother or his daughter or his sister. Any of three relations a man can see, only husband can see as his wife. And he should treat her not always as a wife, only to ill child, and in very few numbers. Otherwise, he should be treated unreligious person. So seeing all this, Parikshit Maharaj told him, "Where told all that all gopis are assembled. Krishna has told them that na pareham nirvadda sanjiva, that I am so much go to you all, because you have left your father, mother, brother, brother-in-law, father-in-law, everything you have left for me. And your meeting to me is so topmost religious, topmost religious. Because we are related in Atma, we are not this physical body, you see. But they mean that as if they are doing Narlila only. But Krishna is always Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, and Sarva Shakti is always there. He has no Agyan. Also gopis, Sarva Shakti being Sarva Shakti, and Kaya Vyuha Sarva Shakti, all are like Krishna. There is no Agyan. Nothing bad thing. Especially Krishna or gopis are more than Atmaram. Atmaram, you know, more than Atmaram. And no worldly luxury or anything, emotion or anything. Even Sukadeva Goswami is half in level, no calm, nothing. How Krishna and gopis have all these things? But the persons who are in lower qualification, they have no such bhakti. They are bound to think that Krishna is meeting with gopis only for lust and all these things. That is why all acharyas have told, and they have given oath, that these things should not be read and should not be explained in general ma, because they will not understand. So Parikshit Maharaj was going to die, and all her all has come, all rishis and maharshis. In that, Parashar is there, Das is there, Nayarat is there, Sukadeva Goswami is there, Vasishtha, Lomaharsha, Kabi, Habi, Antariksha, so many persons, so many good rishis are there, but some are also yogi, some are also jnani, some are also karmi. In that assembly, there are so many persons, those who have no knowledge about speech and utterance. And I think that there will be very few in number that will know that Krishna body and Gopi's body are not a mortal. We know that Krishna body is not mortal. We also know. But we have not conquered our lust and all these things. What to tell lust? Even we have not conquered our mind. Kaam, krodh, lobh, adha. So, Parikshit Maharaj, for them he is telling that Krishna has come to establish a religion. But religions are so many, some general, some special, and bhakti is highest, topest religion. Krishna has come for three things to establish. Prema bhakti also to say prema bhakti of Vrajavasi and to give it for whole world devotees, good devotees, yes. Also to finish a dharma and to establish general dharma, varnasam dharma and all this. To everything he wants to do. So Parikshit Maharaj has now, he has no sandesh, doubt. He has no doubt, actually, because he has played in the laps of Krishna. He has no doubt. But for all those persons, that they should know why, if Krishna has played with all gopis and did like lust a person, understand? You know, that a person who has lust and does, Krishna has does about same thing for them. So they are jnani and all others there. They are in mind thinking that what Sukadeva Goswami is telling, it may arise any doubt. So Parikshit Maharaj is telling to Krishna that you have come to Sansthapanaya Dharmacha Prasamayeta Itarasyacha. Avatirnohi Bhagavan Ansena Jagadishwara. Jagadishwara, Krishna is Jagadishwara. He is Sarvakaran Karanam, Adi and Anadi, root of all. He is the root of Dharma also, as he has told in Gita and Bhagavad. So why Krishna did it so katham that he embraced gopis? He himself being not husband, he did like so, he removed the thread window and did all these things. A man should not do it, a dharmic person. Why he has done? You know the history of Shankar. Shankar means Shiva, who was naked, like Sukadeva Goswami. And Uma was with so much singar, and she was sitting on the lap of Shankar. And all the rishis and maharshis were there, and all the demigods were there. They are telling nothing. But Chitraketu Maharaj came, as a friend he told, laughing, in joke, that you are giving instruction to all persons, all yogi, rishi, maharshi. But what you are doing so? Alone you can sit like this, but in this assembly you should not sit like this. Then Parvati became angry and she told that you are the master of Shankar. Here Brahma and all other demigods and all rishis and maharshis are here, but they are not seeking Shankar, but you have only come to teach him all these things. Are you master of Shankar? Then he became so angry and gave
curse.
That he should be a apostle. Here we see that Shankar became no angry, but his wife became angry. Why? It seems that he has some Dehatmabhiman. Dehatmabhiman means? No disturbance, no difference between body and soul. That they can enter. If he will told to Sukadeva Goswami, he will not be angry. He will not hear all these things. Because he is out of all these things. So Shankar became some envied with Parvati. And he told that as you have given cut to Chitraketu Maharaj, if he will say that I will not take, then what will be? It will come to you. If you are giving me 100 rupees or 1 lakh of rupees, I told that I will not take. Then where it will go? To you again? So if he is not taking your cause, then finally it will come to you. But he smiling and he took. It means that you have some this relation with body. You are knowing that body is myself. So here we see that Shankar did not take all these things, but Uma Parvati took all these things, and that is why he became angry. She became angry. So in this assembly there were so many persons who can think like so, or afterward anyone read this or explain this, they will also think like so, that Krishna has done against dharma, religion. So sa katham dharma setuna, Krishna is dharma setuna. Setuna, setu means pool,
bridge,
no? In a river, to cross river, a pool is needed. Also, to cross sea, Mahasagar, Ramchandra has made
a bridge.
Similarly, in Paramartha Rajya, Paramartha Rajya, you understand? Spiritual realm. Also from this Bhava Mahasagar, we'll have to cross this Sagar, birth and death. It is Mahasagar, ocean, great ocean. Krishna is setu between this world and that world. He cannot do anything against religion. What is improper, Krishna cannot do. she cannot tell lies, she cannot have lust, she cannot be angry. All good qualities are in Krishna. Good means all are chetan gun, chit gun. No worldly gun is there. And he said to, mane all follow Krishna. Jad jad acharati, sesta sabdat, itarojana. And especially to cross this Bhavasindhu, Bhavasindhu mane but this great ocean, Krishna is Setu. By following the what upadesh, instructions of Krishna, anyone can go to that world, crossing this mountain. So being so, and Bhakta, he has told Gita, he has told Uddhava Sandesh, all Shastra has come from Krishna. Shastra Jonitva. Where? Brahma Sutra. In Brahma Sutra, gist of all Upanishads is Brahma Sutra. Told by Brahma Sutra. In Vyasa Sutra he has told that Krishna is Shastra Jonitva. He is the whole origin of all Shastra. Or by Shastra anyone can know Krishna. So being so Krishna, Vahi Pratipam Acharat, why he did all these activities against Shastra, against Sadachar and against religion? Why he did so? Pratipam. Here Pratipam means thug, cheater. Also pretending to be religious person. But actually he is against religious things. He is called Pratip in Sanskrit. He has said Pratipavata, like unreligious person. Like teacher, like unreligious person. Because he is Brahma. Brahma means Cheta, Chit. Vidu Chit is Brahma. And he is also Brahman, out of Achit. And all these bad qualities and all luck and everything to see, to do all these things, what he has done, is not a duty of Brahman. Brahman is out of all these things. So why he did? Especially he, Paradharabhimarsanam, Paradhara, the wife of others, all other gods. Why he touched them? Why he saw them? Why he embraced them? Why he did so? Here Jiva Goswami is telling something. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti is telling something. Should read something from Vaishnava Toshin and then Vishwanatha Bhakti. He is telling that Krishna has called all the gopis by his clothes. And after that, they have done Premalap. Premalap means What? What?
Loving conversation.
Conversation. What loving conversation? Krishna told that Swagatam O Mahabhaga. Swagatam. Welcome. I am welcoming you. But why you have come? No reply. You have come to see me. Or you have come to see the natural scenery. Yamuna is flowing. It is moonlight, full moon. Flowers are blooming. So fragrant and sheetal. Cool air is blowing. You have come to see all this. Oh, when this did not stop, then Krishna also again told, why you are anamaya brajam? Whether any
disturbance
in brajam, that you have come to tell me, why you have come? Oh, yes, you have come to see me. I am Lord of Lords. Now you should return. You are the wife of all ghosts. You should not stay here. Because night is dark and everything is dark, so dangerous. Wild beasts are here. And you should return and serve your husband, children, father and mother and all others. Then Gopiji replied to him, and Krishna is bound to them. That we are beginning, charity beginning from home. So you should, and you are teaching us so many religious things, but you should treat like that. Ye jathang mam prapadyante. And after that, so many things that, at last Krishna that told that, I was not out of sight, but I was with you all time. And I was thinking that what you were talking together in my birah, separation. And I saw that in whole world up to now, separation like you, separation mode like you, I have not seen. In any shastra I have not read. I am ready to you. I am all
ready
to you. Na pareham ribaddhasam. And though there are so many things. After that, Primala, and after that dance together, to each, with each gopi dancing, touching the bodies, and when Srimati Radhika became out of sight, Krishna also left the Raj, met Radhika in alone, and he did Singar in Vrindavan here, and again he did Prasadam to Radha Maan. Also he saw that leaving all gopi, I can go to Radhika. So their mud weight was down, mud, you know, mud. And he pleased the Srimati Radhika. Again leaving Radhika, he again went out of sight. After that, he came inside as a Madan, and Gopis asked questions, so many questions, that those who do frame, anyone do frame to them. If anyone does not have frame, but yet one does frame. And another type of person, whether you do frame or not, They have no friend among who you are. Krishna is skillfully told that I am not among them. And Krishna counted them 9 stages.
No.
And he told that I am out of all that. Then who are you? Gopis began to clap that Krishna has come in our prayer. Now he is Guru Drohi. We are first thinking that Krishna is
a Kritagya.
But now he himself admitted that he is Guru Drohi. But Krishna began to laugh and told that, no, I am not Guru Drohi. I am Suhit of you, very beloved to you. I have escaped only to show a whole world to Narad and Brahma and all other very dearest devotees that your love for me, your affection for me is so high that I have become your debtor. I have only gone out of your sight to increase your mood. Increase only your mood. If a very poor person has a chintamani and again he lost this, then he becomes mad for that. So I became out of sight to you to see your love, affection for me. And I saw that in whole world there is no comparison in any apex, anywhere it is not written. So now I think that I am ready to you. Then Gopi told that, you have been defeated. But here you tell that I am defeated, so we are defeated and you have conquered us. Understand?
Yes.
Here Krishna is defeated and he admitted it. So gopis are telling that if you have admitted this fact, it means that we are defeated and you have conquered me. These are premalas, all these things. After that, they again began to dance and to do all these things. See? Here, Parikshit Maharaj is telling to him that these activities are out of etiquette. Why Krishna did so? Sukadeva Goswami is not a common person. So, beginning from his birth, he is out of all this. But listen. Jiva Goswami is telling that Sukadeva Goswami is Bal Brahmachari, out of Maya. He is not seeing anything against religion in Krishna activity, because he is out of Atif. He cannot explain anything which is out of etiquette against Dharma. He was explaining it in very motion. Motion means
bhava-based.
What is the meaning of bhava-based? Bhava mein avishth hokar. When Parikshit this is doubt, he becomes some what? Not angry, but upset. Why I have told all these things to this Parikshit Maharaj? I should not have thought to have told all these things to Parikshit. He wanted to explain more and more Holika Leela, you know?
Yes.
Jula. Jula means?
Swing.
Swing. Extreme meeting. And Bila. Extreme Bila in all this. But he could not be somewhat angry. He told that all this past tense I will not tell. After this he ended 10th canto. Not 10th Pandavata Rasa Lila. And other Lila he could not explain. Because he thought that they are not competent and qualified for this. A person who has some Shraddha, he can hear. But those who have no Shraddha, they cannot hear all this. So in this group, in this assembly, there are so many persons which are unqualified to hear this. So Jiddu Sami is telling, if Sukhdev Goswami is telling and he is out of Maya, he cannot tell anything against Dharma religion. It is so. But there are so many persons, and for these persons, those persons, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. He knows that it is not out of religion, but he cannot answer. There are so many things we cannot answer, but we know it, that it is true. Like, we know that Mayavad is against bhakti, and bhakti is the more Pratipadya Vishaya of all Shastra. Pratipadya? What is the meaning of Pratipadya?
Essence of all
Shastra. They want to establish Krishna, and Krishna praying all Shastra. But if a Mayavadi will come and he will debate with you, there are so many questions that you cannot reply. Also, I cannot reply. No? There are so many things. But yet, we know that bhakti is mental. Jnan is not everything. By jnan, anyone cannot have Krishna, but only by bhakti. But there are so many learned persons in Mayavad, they can cut all your jukti and all these things. We cannot establish. Baldev Prabhu established part, other could not establish. And that is why Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur send him to Galta Gaddi. You know?
Yes.
So at that time, no such learned Vaishnava is there who can establish. At the time of Prabhupada, you know perhaps, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in old age, there was quarrel between Vaishnava and Brahmin. And Brahmin were telling that Brahmins were more superior than Vaishnava. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was somewhat anxious. So he sent Prabhupada to establish. So what others could not establish, Prabhupada established there. There are so many things that we cannot establish. But we will not leave bhakti. Both. So, he, Parikshit Maharaj, are in the same level. He does not know the answer, but he has so much affection for Krishna. But Sukhdev Goswami is Sarvajna. Sarvajna, you know?
He knows everything.
He is doing the part of Sarvajna. Parikshit Maharaj is not less than Sukadeva Goswami. I think that in frame he is more than Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami has not touched the dust of Krishna feet, but Parikshit Maharaj played in the laps of Krishna, and he has got so much affection from Krishna. Krishna has kept them in his own, mother's home. So Parikshit Maharaj, in our sight, it seems that what Sukadeva Goswami has not, he has. But he was playing the role of a guru, acharya, and he was playing the role of srota, audience. So Parikshit Maharaj asked this question to him.
Not 1 hour, but if you take 1 hour, there are permission that...
But I have to tell other things, this, and then Parikshit Maharaj tells me that you are the dharma seti. Seti means to raksha, protector of. You are not only the bhakta. Bhakta?
Teacher, lecturer.
Lecturer then. You are raksha. Protector of. So why is this so, Krishna? Why Krishna did the anusthana for dharma? It is a dharma to talk with ladies and do all this. Krishna is Vedmurti. Vedmurti? Vigra of Ved. That Krishna is telling that bhajatam maya paroksham bhajata purohitam to go to. That I was doing bhajan to you or when I am outside of you, you are outside. Meaning I was doing bhajan, I was serving you. Krishna has told himself that I was serving. Why he should serve? It is against the religion. Krishna has descended to this world. Only as Paramahansa to give lessons to Paramahansa. Paramahansa likes his devotion, like all others. Bhaktana Vinodaya
Madhavakta Vinodasam Karama Jidha Kriya.
So it has come to please all the bhakti. Not yet, not come to do anything against Adharma. So Kunti is hearing that you have come, Kunti is herself telling to Krishna that you have come to establish Dharma. They will not know you, all the yogi and muni. You know that Brahma is the father of all yogis and munis. He could not understand Krishna after killing Agartha. And especially when Krishna became so many cowherds and cows. They could not understand. So, this is very lowest past tense of Krishna. And the highest is Ras. So lowest past tense is not
understand.
How he can understand all this? So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jeeva Goswami are telling that. They have not seen actually results of gopis and all activities, but Sukhdev Goswami is telling in worldly language. His explanations and everything what he is telling is quite thin much. But those who are hearing are reading. Maya, those is coming there. Understand?
But however, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining is spiritual. That he is using language which is like material. And material thoughts may enter the minds of unqualified Sukadeva.
That is it. What he is explaining is out of Maya.